Okay, here we go. Takes away half my emotions, but okay. But hope is a person. And Christ was born. And his name is Jesus. And that's why, Pastor Mike, do that when you're praying. I mean, we see so much negative. You go online, you see so much negative. We have to continue to speak, not just positive thoughts, the positive one. His name is Jesus Christ. And speak his name. And Jesus Christ is the same. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and? Yesterday, today, and? So you know what we need? A hope? A hope that's good for yesterday's pain, today's problems, and tomorrow's hopes. That we need a hope that's going to be for all of it. And here's where it said, one moment with God is better than 1,000 hours of programming. We want you as a church here to have that experience that you've already had, but we want you to have that today. We want to have a prayer time today where you can experience God. So I'm going to see what I can cut out so that we still get out of here at 11:30 and seek the Lord, all right? But real hope is not just the future. Real hope deals with the past. It's trying to hold you back from enjoying today and tomorrow. So here's what the first thing hope stands for, right? H-O-P-E. Hope stands for this. Healing over past events. Give the slide guy a round of applause. Look at that. Healing over past events. Say that with me. Now, where do you get that? You get it from the Word of God. Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. I don't care what anybody's doctrine is. If Jesus wants to heal today and somebody's doctrine said healing isn't for today, who wins? Is healing still for today? Does God heal everybody? Maybe not now, but he will heal everybody. John Wimber says, does everybody you witness to come to Christ? No. You're going to stop witnessing? Does everybody you pray for get healed the way you think? No. You're going to stop praying for healing? No. This word, and some people don't like the translation because it came from the Latin, but where this comes from, Jesus who heals you, his name is Jehovah Rapha. I love that word, Rapha. Say that with me, Jehovah Rapha. The God that heals. Say, the God that heals. But you're saying, Bob, the pain is so real. The loss is so deep. The hurt is so blinding. But I guess many of us get stuck in our grief. No, grief is good. God called us to have grief. And it's a process. But God said to me personally with what I've been through, God says, being miserable is not grieving. Being miserable is not grieving. Victimized, victim mentality is not grieving. Being miserable is not grieving, it's getting stuck. Grieving is good, natural. Grieving is facing any emotion from sadness to rage to loss to questions to doubts. God's big enough for your anger, big enough for your doubts, big enough for your questions, but bring them to the altar. And let's start doubting our doubts as much as we doubt our faith. Because we have an enemy who's whispering to you that he doesn't care. And he does. He does care. So face it and name that pain so that pain doesn't own you. Who owns you? Who bought you? Well, you know, I don't care what your pain in the past has done to you. It didn't pay as much as Jesus. So let Jesus own you, not your pain. That no matter how big or horrible your event was, God is still bigger. I had a friend came in after he called our 24-hour hotline back in the day. And we were talking, and he was telling me a story. And I'm like, I was crying. Listen, he's like, my dad never threw me a ball. My dad never put me on his lap and read me a book, never took me fishing, never took me golfing, never played racquetball, never took a hike, never... You know, nowadays, never played, you know, Call of Duty. I don't know. Right? You can tell I'm old. And I'm just crying. And I'm like, how can you tell me this and not cry? And he said, I don't cry. I said, everybody cries. You mean in public? He goes, no, I don't cry. I said, well, you mean any more then? He goes, yeah. He goes, and he tells me more of that story. I said, when's the last time you think you cried? He goes, I remember. He said, my dad was like he was. But my dad came in with a new train set. He looked at me and said, you want to put this together? Me and you? And he said, I literally looked and like, you're talking to me? Yes. He said, I got so excited. I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. He was so excited. He went and he started putting together. He's like, I'm with my dad. And he's putting this together. But his dad was a real man. He didn't read the instructions. And all of a sudden, he got stuck. And he started getting frustrated. You been there? And all of a sudden, his dad starts swearing. And his son got a little, you know, eggshell. But he's like, that's okay as long as he wants to be with me. But all of a sudden, he starts swearing again. And he's like, oh, my gosh, but at least he's with me. And all of a sudden, the mom came up and said, hey, why don't you two take a break? Come on, I made some sandwiches. Said my dad looked at her and said, you're the one that told me to play with the dang kid. He said, I ran to my bedroom and cried till my pillow was wet and soaked. And I said, nobody will ever hurt me like that again. And he put those walls up, and that's when the tears, quote, stopped. But if you stop that, you also stop love. When I was in Vietnam, that doctor I told you about, her name was Dr. An. And she started to tell me how sad it is that people don't appreciate tears. I'm like, what? She said, Bob, so many people live in denial, and then it comes out sideways. All these problems, whether it's health, even health reasons, doctors are saying, a lot of it's because it's denial, and they're not facing it. She said, you know that it's good to have a good cry? Oh, I had a good cry. He said, when you cry, you release stress hormones. You release, I got to get this word right, cortisol, which is a negative chemical. When you release it, it actually helps you sleep better, because when you don't sleep, then you get more worried. When you get more worried, you don't sleep, and it keeps going. It strengthens your immune system. And she said, as a doctor, I talk about the benefits of crying. It detoxifies you. It's a mood balancer. It's soothing. It dulls the pain so you don't turn to drugs and alcohol to escape. It helps to recover from grief, and it also welcomes others, because you can't listen. This is what I love about this place. You can't heal in isolation. It has to be in community. It has to be in community. Even when a child cries for its first breath, that's when new life can come. But somebody asks, well, where's God when I have all these tears? You know what the Word of God says? He's collecting every one of those tears. Did you know that? I didn't know that. That's in the Bible, right? Psalms 58:6. Since you track all of my sorrows, you collected all of my tears in a bottle. You recorded each one in your book. He's the God who sees you. He's God. He's Jehovah Rapha who wants to heal. He knows your pain. He feels with you. Let him embrace you. Whether it's tears of joys or tears of sorrow. I know I gotta go fast, but just a little more on tears. Did you know you produce 5 to 10 ounces of tears a day? That's 15 to 30 gallons a year. My kids say I use every ounce. But did you know if you have dry eye and you have to buy liquid tears? $20 an ounce. You know how much you owe God? Your life. Real quick, I got a Christmas letter. I read them, by the way, from a friend in Florida. He said, on September 28th, things changed for our family. Hurricane Ian made landfall that day with a strong Category 4 hurricane. Changed our life forever. We lost our family home, our grandparents' home, all that matters in hours. The structures were moved and filled up with 9 feet of water, left them completely destroyed. The aftermath was difficult. We left for the evacuation what we thought would be for 2 days, with only what we could take in our backpacks at 5 a.m. The complete loss of our stuff and our future plans, our church and our community, in such a short time was hard for each of us and our family. Some of their kids are really struggling. But with this pain and loss, there's been clear signs of God's sovereignty and his providence. How do you say that when you just lost your whole home and your community? They had to move. They can't go, but they're not going to be able to go back. Can you say hallelujah then? Because then it's based on who Jesus is. In January, a friend of ours, it was 1 year since our friend Jill lost her husband, Alan. And I called her to see how her first Christmas was. And I said, how are you doing? She said, I cry a lot. I'm like, I heard that's good. That's okay. That's healing. And she said, I worship a lot. She said, did you ever hear the song? And you can come and see. I have it written down. He's Worthy of It All by Maverick City. We sang that. We didn't talk about that. She said, I have to sing that all the time. And she totally healed 1 year later. Loss of her husband. No. Is she healing? Yes. Why? He's Jehovah Rapha. That's what his business is. Look at his business card. You got something in your past holding you back? He wants to break it today. Tim Keller said, we're so quick to tweet, Facebook, Instagram, but we're slow to pray. We spend hours on the internet, but minutes on our knees. So whenever I ask, somebody asked me, do you have any regrets in life? He said, yeah, I should have prayed a lot more. And he said, that's an understatement. Today I'm asking you, will you raise a hallelujah in the presence of your enemies? Whatever it is that's trying to hold you back and whisper the lies from your childhood, whisper the lies of this last year, will you come this morning and say, God, come and break it? Jehovah Rapha. I'm not making light of your pain, but I'm showing you how big God is. But what about today, March? Can I say this? Wherever you are today, you're in a safe place here. The groups you have, from Able Church to Celebrate Recovery to small groups to being focused on discipleship, I believe this is a New Testament kind of church. And all the polished people can sit up. It's okay not to be polished here. And if you are, praise God, share it with the rest of us. But you know what? You're welcome here. The Bible says in Matthew 11:17, Jesus' words, I can tell are in red. He said, I played a flute for you and you didn't dance. For you ultra conservatives, I'm sorry, God told me to dance right here. He was mad when we didn't dance. I love that Bible. All right. But then it said, I played a dirge for you and you didn't cry. You know what a dirge is? It's a funeral song. So you know when the Lord of life got upset? When you were hurting and you didn't cry. And when you were happy and you didn't celebrate. He was only upset when we're not authentic. He's big enough for your reality. Whatever your reality, he's big enough. Bring it to him. Bring your joys and say, I had a great year. Come and praise him. Had a hard year. Come and ask for help. He's a God of community. May we be a people of hope where you can weep and you can laugh and you can dance. And did you know you can dance and weep at the same time? That's the thing I had learned after my grieving. I'm totally sad. And some of that may not go away, but didn't have to steal the joy around me. My own personal losses didn't have to keep me back from enjoying my 14 grandkids. You tell the enemy you can be happy and sad at the same time, and God can be God. Okay, you got that? All right. But we need him today. So now hope for the past, healing over past events. But what about power for today? Here's what we need. Help over present experiences. I think I got a slide for that. There it goes. Help over present experiences. And guess what? Where this comes from? Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Right now, guess what his name is now? Jehovah Jireh. Right? You've read it, right? Jireh, you are enough. You've heard that, right? He's Jireh. He's enough. So what is your need today? Whatever your need today, speak his name. He is enough. What is your need today? Prayer for real quick. Stephen Curtis Chapman. Like you talk about who's the greatest quarterback, the GOAT. Well, he just got his 50th number one hit on radio. Only people have done it like, what they say, like Madonna, like people who got Elvis, 50 number one hits. He got 50. This guy's been doing Christian music so long. Do you know part of his story? Do you know he adopted a little girl named Maria from China? And in 2008, their son was backing up this and accidentally ran over her and she was killed. Well, Maria was killed and she was a vibrant, joyful little girl. And from their words, when something horrible like this happens, where it cannot be fixed, it's not fixable. And God, you led her to adopt. Why would you do this? He obviously had to cancel some of his concerts. Just going through his grieving process. Do you know the first concert he did after this tragedy? Was Life Fest. His best friend is Jeff Moore. They were backstage. And you know the song Cinderella, which I danced to at another one of my daughter's weddings with. He wrote that for Maria. And he said to his friend, Jeff, I don't think I'll ever be able to play that song again. And we had his playlist. A lot of times we'll play the songs we're going to pull and put it on the stage. That song was not on there. But he sang this song. He led us in worship. And it was, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gives and takes away. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness rolls in, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he led us in worship so intimately. And then he stopped. And it was one of those awkward moments, like, and he said, if it wasn't true then, it's not true now. And if it's true now, it was true then, when she was alive or when she was gone. And even though it wasn't on his list, he played Cinderella that day. And that's when he put in the new line, and the dance goes on. And at different festivals, they have candle lightings. We've only done it once, and everybody else does it from the front, and it goes back like going out to the world. But we did it that day. We started from the back and went up to the front to tell him, Stephen, you're not alone. Now, is that pain all gone? No. He lost his little daughter. But in November, I got to hunt with Stephen Curtis Chapman. Does he still weep? Yeah. But can he laugh? Yeah, and he's a good shot. What is your need today? Help over present experiences. You need Jehovah Jireh? Say Jehovah Jireh. So we have Jehovah Rapha. Say Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Jireh. One more, all right? We need wisdom. But what about tomorrow? Right? We see the headlines. Have you read the headlines? The war, the economy, China showing its power, the division in our country. Everybody's justifying sin. This whole woke movement, the identity crisis, the gender issues, the mental health epidemic. It looks so bleak right now. Can I say something real quick and as nice as I can? Come on! I'm sorry, but you guys have some people my age and older in this church. Don't you? Did you look at history? Some of you lived through it. Do you remember 1999? Y2K! Some of you still own your generators. Hey, go look at the food. It's kind of rotten now. Do you know there's whole Christian organizations doing it again now? They want you to live in fear. No, if God tells you to prepare, prepare. But do not live in fear. Do not live in fear. Is Jesus coming back? Yes, and I think it's close. I think it's close, but so did they in the Bible. But until then, we have to occupy, love God, love others, and tell others the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Will you say no to fear? If so, clap right now. Come on, no to fear. Here we go. One more hope. All right? Hope stands for this. Holding on to promises eternal. Holding on to promises eternal. Say it with me. Awesome. We have this hope. This is the verse actually for this book. Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. Jesus Christ. I got to tell you this. How many have memorized this verse? Jeremiah 29:11. Right? What does it say? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future, right? A living hope. A lot of us have it on our refrigerator, on our microwave. We memorize in their bathrooms, on our mirrors. That's a great verse. But don't take it out of context. Do you know what happened to the people of God, the Israelites, after God spoke that to them? They went into 70 years of captivity. 70 years. God spoke to you last week to some of you here, and it didn't change things this last week, so you don't even believe it today. 1 week later, this verse gave to God's people, they held it for 70 years and still believed when they couldn't see. That's what the world needs from us. Thank God for the miracles. But when the miracles don't come the way we think and the chaos still lives and you still say hallelujah, that's power, my friends. So I'm still asking you to get your miracle today. But if it takes 70 years, will you hold on? Will you hold on? Will you tell your soul? Will you speak his name? Will you tell your feelings to shut up? I'm sorry. Yes, kids, I said shut up. Feelings are good. I told you already not to deny them. But don't ever let your feelings go above God's word. God's word rules, not your feelings. Submit your feelings to God's word. Okay, words in the Bible. Okay, I got to close. I got 4 minutes before we're supposed to be done. Then we're going to have prayer time. Hallelujah. Okay. Exodus 17:15. Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner. One more Jehovah. Jehovah Nissi. Say that with me. Jehovah Nissi. God, our banner, our victory. Right? Where does this come from? It comes from, remember when people would have war? They would conquer the hill? They'd put their flag up. Like, we were just in a church in Madison, and they do still do the flag waving. And at first, I'm like, weird. But you know what they're saying? Hallelujah. Our God is victor. I don't care what the news says. I don't care what the social media says. I don't care what my feelings say. God is my banner. He is my victory. And God is faithful to keep every one of his promises. Is God still good? Even when you're your 40th year anniversary of your ministry and you face the toughest year ever. Even when you get a blood clot. Even when you're facing cancer. Even when you're facing accusations and insults. Even when you're persecuted. We haven't seen persecution. We had a call, the festival in Pakistan, a prayer festival. Because if we said we're converting, if somebody converts publicly to Christianity, under their law, they can be killed. And Christianity is still growing. They're holding on to the promises of God. Let me just say this. I'm holding on till this day. Revelation 21:4. One day he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things have passed, the new have come. Where Jesus is, heaven is. So I want to leave you with a term, already not yet. Will you say that with me? Already not yet. If you have Jesus, You have Jehovah Rapha, the healer. If you have Jesus, you have Jehovah Jireh, the provider. If you have Jesus, you have Jehovah Nisi, our banner. You have heaven already. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on as it is in. So until we go there, until every tear is wiped away, let's wipe some tears away. Let's ask some healing to come. Let's ask for some power to live in the moment. Some of you are facing things in your own family this week. You need Jehovah Jireh. I'm going to ask you to come and say, Jireh, you are enough. Mm. Some of you, some things have been sparked, things of the past. Maybe a broken relationship. Maybe what your dad said to you. Maybe even as far as abuse. Yes, we'll continue with counseling, but come and have it broken. Some of you have relapsed. Come to the altar. Some of you say, I have so much fear of the market, right? What's the market going to do? Well, I don't ever trust in the market. Trust in your Savior and be wise in the market. But it's time. Will you let Jesus be your Jesus today? Healing over past events. Help over present experiences. Holding on to promises eternal. We're going to right now just start opening the altar. I'm going to start praying. But if you're saying, I need the healer in an area, maybe it's physical, emotional, I'm asking you to come. And different elders and prayer people come and pray with them. I'm going to ask you to come to the altar right now. You're saying, Bob, he has been my provider. Everything's been going great. Well, then come up here and praise him for the last couple songs. Then come and worship him. Young, old, come. You have a need. You need healing from your past. I'm going to ask you to come. Kneel at the altar. Just come. Let's go to God. You need provision financially. Come to the altar. You have a prayer for the future. Come to the altar. You need something. Come. It's time to ask God to come. Come into your life. Come into your pain. Come into your family. Come into your work. And if not, you can just sit there and bask in his presence. But we're going to continue to have a little bit of church. If Asbury can go weeks and weeks and weeks, how about a few more minutes? Is that okay? A few more minutes, okay? Okay, so you can continue to come. God, just speak right now. People in pain in the past, just come. Just come. Let's sing one worship song and then we'll end. Yeah.